Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Aleph, three lines from the top of Daf Kuf Samach Aleph from an Aleph, and we'll begin with a short Akdama. The Mishnah spoke about two different types of sharis, a standard shtar or a get pashet, and a get mekushar or a folded and sewn shtar. And the Mishnah taught us mekushar edim achurav, and the Gemara Daf Kuf Samach Aleph is hechen edim chesman, and we saw two possible explanations. Rav Huna explained ben kesh lekesha that the edim and the get mekushar would sign their names on the reverse side of the document, and one ed would sign between each fold, while Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba explained, Achru Eksav Uchenegel Eksav B'chutz, and we already discussed the Shakla V'tayo between Rami bar Chama and Rav Chista on the Afkuf Samach Aleph Beis, relevant to the Shita Rav Huna, and the Gemara will now discuss the Shakla V'tayo between Rami bar Chama and Rav Chista, relevant to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba. Let us point out that at this point, the Gemara's Havmina is that Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba means that the Edom would sign on the reverse side of the document at the bottom, and the last aid would sign his name directly in back of the end of the shtar, and this way it would be clear where the text on the reverse side ended. As Rashbam states, and therefore seemingly there would not be any chashash that anyone could add any more details to the shtar, and it's clear where the shtar ended. Therefore, the fear of being Abba at the end of the shtar, there is no need to write the loshin of Vakol Shor V'Kayim. However, our Gemara now begins that Rami Vachamo asked the following question to Rav Chista, according to this shita of Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba, that the Edom and the Get Mekusha would sign their names on the back of the document, but it was signed in a standard manner. And for example, if the actual text of the document was written horizontally on side A, the Edom would also sign horizontally, but their signatures would be on side B, and it would be closer to the end of the document. And if the text of the shtar on side A was written vertically, then the Edom would also sign their names vertically, but they would sign on the reverse side of the shtar, and they would sign on side B, and their signatures would be parallel with the text of the shtar on the opposite side. Rami bar Chama now asks, "Lecha shdilma kosa migaboy maydeboy umachtim sadi seir marvoy va'omah nol rabbis be'edim hudavi." Now, l'chura, if the shtar took up 10 lines, and the edim signed behind the text that was on line 8, line 9, and line 10, and the lender wants to add in additional information into the shtar, l'chura, at this point, the lender could add in additional lines of text, and for example, he will add in line number 11, and he will then also have an aid sign behind line number 11, and this way it'll look that line number 11 was actually the last line of the shtar, and it'll be able to be mezayiv the shtar, and potentially cheat the borrower. And as Rashbam brings down in his second pshat, in Diba Maschel Nechel Shdilma, uvisvarm shalana kosov uvmapish be'idim avroi, klema neged oisa shita shiyotzim mifnim, yachtim ala idim kenegdim b'chut, kdei lemalis kol shtar idim l'kayim kol kosov b'teichim, and sad sheni kenegd. When they ask the lender, why do you have so many edim that are signed onto this document, if l'chur it is only a requirement to have 3 edim in a get mekusha, and you didn't have to have 4 edim, and he'll respond, I did so only to add on additional edim, and afal pisha mekusha daya begimel edim, aninis kavanti lefasim adover v'beisi edim habe, and I wanted to make sure that it was a pierce madover, and therefore this was a hider in the shtar, and it wasn't actually a reisa, and and as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, get kareach akol mashlim love, ezu get kareach kol shekshara merubim edav, avim edim merubim mekshara shapidami. However, there is no issue if there are more edim than ksharim, and therefore, in this case, there wouldn't be any problem. Lachur, this would be a simple way that a lender could cheat a borrower. Ayn entaisa diva maschel v'leichel shdil mekosam maydeboyu machtim sadim avroi, avim leiv machtim lu. However, if you wouldn't add this extra signature, hoi apostel, then it would actually be apostel shtar, shesiyam ha'edim. As the last eight signature has to be directly the opposite the ending of the shtar on side A. I mean, the next taste is Diva Maschel on the Rabbi's Edim Ka'abdi, where taste is bothered that L'chir, if the lender will add in another aid, then L'chir will have to be Makayim that aid as well, and we'll find out it was Mezuyif, and therefore we shouldn't have the chash that he potentially could cheat the borrower. And Zak Taisis, V'yikayim B'shloshish L'mayla, and even though there will be 4 signatories, however, you could be Makayim the shtar by only be Mekayim and verifying the signatures of the 3 signatures that signed at the top, the Mikol Tlosa Mekayimin Kedamrinim B'Perek Azerik. And as we learned in Masechtas Gittin, that since the Shtar only required 3 Edim, since there were only 3 ties and 3 folds that were sewn together, therefore there's only requirement to be Mekayim the Shtar by verifying the signatures of 3 of the Edim, and there's no requirement to verify the 4th signature. Before continuing with the Teretz of the Gemara, let us point out that Rashbam also brings down a Pshat from Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Chananel. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, we wouldn't be Geiris in our Gemara, Umachtim Sadi Yaseirim Ravroi, and as Rashbam brings down, Nechash Duma Zayev, Vekosim Ayde Boyim Gavoy, Besef Ashtar, Va'afu Pishayin Oid Edim Kenegdom Mbuchotz, Vyomu Loy Nachti Yacholak Mbuchotz, Achuri Zuashito, El Habis Edim Gam Bezuashito Kenegdom Achreel, Vulinis Damali, came Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel. But of course, this Pshat is very difficult to understand. The Gemara now continues that Omalei, the Rav Chista responded to Royim Bachomo, Misavit Edim Kesudin Chasimi, that your Havmin was that the Edim was signed in a normal fashion. They were just signed at the bottom of the Shtar and on the opposite side of the text, but they were signed parallel to the text that's on side A, but Edim Matalam Ayli Chasimi. But in reality, according to Rabbi Yemi Ba'abo, not only were the Edim signed on the back side of the text, but they were also signed in the opposite direction of the text. For example, if the text of the Shtar that was on side A was written horizontally, then the Edim would sign on side B, and they would sign their names vertically, and it would be perpendicular to the text that was on side A. And if the text on side A was written vertically, then the Edim would sign onto side B, but they would sign their names horizontally, and once again it was perpendicular to the text that was on side A. And as Rashbam explains, the Diva Maschel El Mo Matal Ma'il Chasimi Maschil Lachte Machrov Keneged Shita Achreina Ze Achazeh V'Holchem V'Chosmin La'Orkei Shel Shtar V'Mashtar Kosov Ariv Hein Chosmin Shasi V'Chei Mefurish B'Gemaras Eretz Yisrael. And this Mefurish in Yerushalmi that another chilut between a Get Poshet and a Get Mekusha is Get Poshet Edel L'Rachbay or Mekusha Edel L'Orkei V'Kimin Shemaschil Lachte and Keneged Shita Achreina Ein Yachal Hoist V'Oid V'Lozayif Oid Mitzar Acher She'Ein Ashtar Meskayim El Mecheneged Hachsim V'Yisul L'Maylo. And the Rashbam is explaining that since the Edim signed their names perpendicular to the text that was on the reverse side of the Shtar, and they also started signing their names from the point where the text on side A ended, therefore it's very clear as to where the Shtar actually ended. There are two possible ways to understand the Metzius of what the Gemara is explaining, and some explain that Rashbam holds that if the Ksav on side A ended at line 10, then the first aid would start signing his name on the reverse side of the text, but right at the point where line 10 ended. For example, he would sign Reuven ben Yaakov Aid, and then right after he wrote the words Reuven ben Yaakov Aid, Shimon would continue and sign his name going towards the top of the Shtar. He would sign Shimon ben Yitzchak Aid, then when Shimon finished signing his name, Levi would sign his name right immediately after that. He would sign Levi ben Avram Aid, and this way all the Aidim were actually written in one line, but going from the bottom of the Shtar toward the top of the Shtar. Therefore, if the lender would actually add in additional lines to the Shtar, then it would be very difficult for them to actually have another aid that would execute the document from the point where the Shtar now ends and continue till the point that Reuven signed his name. L'maisa, it would be noticeable that this aid was trying to fit in his name in the space that was provided. And this seems to be the way that Rabbeinu Gershom understands our Gemara as well. And as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Loi Eidim L'mata Keneged Shita Achreina Maschim L'Lachtoim U'Mesaymich L'Smasa Keneged Shita Al-Yoyna, and all the Eidim signed their name in a row and in one line. Rabbeinu Gershom continues and asks, the Amrit Akati Lecha Shdil Makosim Megavoy L'Tachas Ma'id Deboy V'Yachtam Eid Revi Ma'avoy Lek L'Mechish Lachi Mishum Hoyl D'Tzarech Lachtam M'Matel L'Maylo K'Shar Chasumim. Therefore, as we explain, Le Motzel L'Tzamtim L'Chaben Shleite Chasimus Oisiyosim K'tzaris Oyaruchay Sa'achrenis Yosim Min Yerushaynis K'dei Shiyagil L'Mokam Eidim. Therefore, Im Zayef Ika Kerebachi Ayin Sham. We read the Rashbam based on this explanation and based on the Gersa of the Bach that stated that the Edim sign Zeh Achazeh. However, based on the Gersa that we have in the Rashbam of Zeh Tachazeh, the Rosh Hashanah explains that the Edim did not sign in a straight line, and Reuven and Shimon and Levi each signed one on top of the other, and their signatures were stacked. However, instead of their signatures being parallel to the text, their signatures were perpendicular to the text, as we explained. Gemara continues and asks, V'leichah shtum misram reyesu b'shita achreina, v'gaizle l'shita achreina, v'gaizle l'Reuven ba'adei, u'miskashev ben Yaakov Eid, d'tnan ben ishpleni Eid kosher. Gemara is now bothered that even if you're going to tell me that the witnesses signed perpendicular, however, we still could have a problem, as although in a chanami, the malva would not be able to add in additional lines to the shtar. However, there is a potential that maybe the last line of the shtar either had a tnai or condition, or it had some sort of a clause in the shtar that was to the detriment of the malva. The malva will go and cut out the last line of the shtar, and even though, as we explained, the Edim signed at the bottom of the shtar and on the reverse side of the text, and it was signed perpendicular, so by cutting off the last line of the shtar, you'll also be cutting off part of the witness's signatures. For example, if Reuven signed his name on the reverse of the text and perpendicular to the text of the shtar, and when he signed his name as Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, his first name was directly opposite the 10th line of the shtar, which is the last line of the shtar. Although at this point, the name Reuven will actually be cut off, but the Maaseh and Mishnah and Masechtas Gittin teaches us that if Reuven ben Yaakov signs his name on a shtar, and instead of writing Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, he wrote ben Yaakov Eid, and were able to verify his signature, then it would be a valid signature, and it would be kosher, and therefore the chayyur is still potential for fraud and for forgery. And let's keep in mind that according to the first way that we explained the Rashbam, and according to the Gears of the Bach, then it would make a lot of sense that the Gemara is asking that since the names were written in a line, and the names were written as Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, and then Shim ben Yitzchak Eid, then Levi ben Avram Eid, so by cutting off one line, all you're going to be cutting off is the name Reuven, and the chayyur will still say ben Yaakov Eid, and then it will say Shimon ben Yitzchak Eid, and then it will say Levi ben Avram Eid, and therefore the document will not look funny, as only one Eid left out his first name. However, according to the Rashbam, that the Eidim actually stacked their signatures, so by cutting off the last line, not only you'll be cutting off the name Reuven, but you'll be cutting off the name Shimon and the name Levi as well, and Lechir will look a little funny that each of the witnesses did not sign their first name, and Reuven wrote ben Yaakov Eid, and Shimon only wrote ben Yitzchak Eid, and Levi only wrote ben Avram Eid. And because of this issue, the Rashash explains that the Rashbam means to say is that only one of the signatories had to be directly opposite the text of the shtar. Only Reuven signed his name as Reuven ben Yaakov Eid at the 10th line of the shtar. However, Shimon and Levi could have started their signatures on line number 9, and therefore the Gemara is asking that if you cut off the last line of the shtar, and now you'll only have 9 lines in the shtar, then the signatories will be ben Yaakov Eid, and it'll also say Shimon ben Yitzchak Eid, and it'll also say Levi ben Avram Eid. Therefore, it's possible to still defraud someone. Ayin Rashbam explains Reyesu b'shita achreina shekasuv shom tnai, that the last line of the shtar had some sort of a condition, a purayin hamazik lebal shtar, or the shtar mentioned regarding some other transaction that the malva was paid off for a previous hezek the leiva caused him. Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, who actually explains that we're not talking about a separate transaction, but kagoyin shalei hispik la'abla l'sayim hashtar at shepara leiva mixas achayiv, that l'maisa the sefer was in the middle of writing the shtar, and in the meantime the borrower found money, he made a partial payment of his loan. And the malva will now cut off that line sheyesh bareisa. And Ayin Rabach and Ois Hay, that he explains Rashbam a bit differently than we explained it, and is not relevant to Hezek, but shekasuv shom tnai oipurayin nichta b'tzidoi pirish al shtar acher ayin shom. And our Gemara continues and answers dichsiv Reuven ben bechadara v'yakiv eid alavoi in a chenami. When a person makes a get mekusha, would make sure that the first name of the aid as well as the word ben would be on the same line. And for example, if Reuven was signing his name starting from the last line in the shtar, which was line number 10, they would make sure that it would fit in the words Reuven ben on line number 10, and then he would continue and write Yaakov Eid. Therefore, if the malva decides to cut off the last line, he won't only be cutting off the word Reuven. The shtar at this point would not state ben Yaakov Eid. Instead, by cutting off the last line, he'd be cutting off the words Reuven ben, and at this point all the shtar would state is Yaakov Eid, and that would not be kosher. But the Gemara continues and asks, "V'leichas shdom gaiz leli Reuven ben umiskasher b'Yaakov Eid," that this eitzah also doesn't work, as l'maisa the malva could still cut off the last line of the shtar, and even though he'll cut off the word Reuven ben, but l'maisa will still say Yaakov Eid, the signature would still be valid. The Tanan, as we learned in Masechtas Gittin, ish plainly Eid kosher. Even if someone just writes Yaakov Eid, it would still be kosher. L'chayr is still potential for fraud, as Rashbam states that minon Yaakov atzmai chosel shmoi, as we will say that Yaakov was the aid and Yaakov himself was the one who signed on this document. And I am unfortunate that it bothered that how could the Gemara ask that even if it just states Yaakov aid, then the shtar would be kosher. If l'chayr, you won't be able to verify his signature, as certainly this is not Yaakov's signature, as really this is the signature of Reuven ben Yaakov. And I am the Yad Ramah that states v'afagav v'lein motz l'kiyum b'Yaakov aid the lav chesimus yodu d'Yaakov hi el de Reuven ben Yaakov hi kiven the mistama kol kama d'lein nafik l'ira v'lein mispare d'lein chesimus yodu d'hai sada d'chosim l'ahi the machshirin l'ay that would be kosher hachinami l'eichish du megayis l'ay l'Reuven ben u'mistama machsikin l'ay l'hai Yaakov aid b'chesimus yodu d'Yaakov machshirin l'ay ayin sham. The Gemara answers the like siv aid that in the get mekusha they would not write the word aid, although when Reuven ben Yaakov signs his name and he doesn't write the word aid, it would still be a valid signature. However, if someone just writes his first name and he doesn't write the word aid, then it's not a valid signature, and therefore, if Reuven ben Yaakov signed his name, then the Malva cut off the last line, and it cut off the word Reuven ben, and now it only states the word Yaakov, and it doesn't say Yaakov Eid, so then this witness would not be a valid witness, and therefore the shtar would not be valid, and therefore there's no potential for fraud. The Gemara continues to be Yisema, and if you want, I could tell you a different teretz, as La'ilam the Kos of Eid, that really, even in a Get Mekusha, they would write the word Eid, and when Reuven would sign his name, he would sign Reuven ben Yaakov Eid. If so, the Gemara's question is still valid, that L'chira, they could just cut off the last line of shtar, and even though they will cut off the words Reuven ben, but L'maisa, the shtar will be kosher based on the fact that it still says Yaakov Eid, but L'maisa, the Yedinim Bad, Hachasim is Yada, Lav the Yaakov Hu, that we know that this signatory is not the signature of Yaakov. We continue on Daf Kuf Samach Alton and Beis, and after Rashbam states at the top of the Amid, Lav the Yaakov Hu, Ein Bezal Machl Shem Adam Sheshma Yaakov Shechtuk Kach, that Bezdin knows that there's no other person in this entire area that's name is Yaakov, and he signs his name in this fashion. L'maisa, the Yad Ramah is bothered, the L'chira, according to Rashbam, we would have to say that every Get Mekusha, we have to know that there was no Yaakov in that area, there was no person in that area with this person's father's name, signs a shtar in this manner. L'chira, that doesn't seem likely. Therefore, the Yad Ramah explains, the Iugufe Mirtat V'loi Goyiz, the L'maisa, the Bala Shtar, will be nervous to actually cut off any line of the shtar, as he'll be nervous that if he leaves Yaakov Eid, then Bezdin will actually know that this is not his father's signature, and therefore he'll be caught in his fraud. And as the Yad Ramah states, Dilma Misparet Lav Chasimis Yodah Yaakov Hi Umifstel Shtar Lagamri, and his shtar will be Pasul Lagamri. The Gemara now continues that according to the first teretz that he didn't write the word Eid, then certainly the Gemara's teretz was valid. However, at this point, when the Gemara is stating that Reuven actually wrote the word Eid, and he wrote Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, and now it'll cut off the word Reuven ben, and will only be left with Yaakov, then Lemaisa we won't recognize the signature. But the Gemara asks, B'dilm b'shmei davur chasim, we should still say that certainly Bezdin will realize that this is Reuven's signature, and Bezdin will be able to be machshir this shtar, as they'll be able to explain that Reuven only signed as Yaakov Eid, and he used his father's name for his signature. They will recognize that this is Reuven's handwriting, and as Rashbam states, V'dilm b'shmei davur Yaakov chasim Reuven, that Reuven signed using his father's name, the chen min hagoy lachtem l'chvoid aviv. For example, Bezdin will think that this was Reuven's minig, that he would sign his father's name as a sign of respect for his father. Gemara answers, Leishavik in the Shmei today, v'chasim b'shmei davur, that certainly Bezdin will not say that a person won't sign his own name, and he'll sign his father's name as a cover to his father. As Rabbeinu Geshem states, U'mishani le'lemru Bezdin hachi, el'lemru hachi, Leishavik in the Shmei today, v'chasim shmei mavur, v'shmar min ha'mezuyafu. The Gemara continues and asks another question, that L'chir is still potential for fraud on this Get Mekusha, as V'dilma Simon Ba'amahu D'Shavya, we should be choshish that potentially the Malva will cut off the last line of the Shtar, and even though he'll be cutting off the words Reuven Ben, the signature will now only read as Yaakov Eid. Possibly Bezdin will now think that this is the way that Reuven always signs his name, uses father's name as a symbol for his name, and as we find that people make various family cresses, they will recognize that this is actually Reuven's signature, therefore it will still be Mekayim the Shtar. L'maisa, there's still potential for fraud, and as the Gemara continues and explains, the Rav Tzaya Kvara, that we know that when Rav would sign a document, he would make a symbol of a fish, and he would shine him in that he would make a symbol of a fish, and he would write the word Eid afterwards, and Rav Chanina Tzaya Charusa, and Rav Chanina would draw the shape of a palm tree branch, and Rav Chista Samach, and Rav Chista would only write a Samach, which is like Rav Chista's name that has a Samach, and Rav Hoshia Ayin, and Rav Hoshia would use the Ayin of his name as his signature, and Rav Bar Funa Makusa, and Rav Bar Funa would make a drawing of a mast. And let's see the Rashbam, V'dilma Simona Shavya, Lei B'shvil Shehi Shem HaChosum Kach, El Noig Hoyezeh Ish Lichtav Oisis Halal L'Shem Simen, K'moy Tzuris Chosum Shebet Habatoi, Shemena Makirin Shezeh Sholach Chosum Zeh. And as we find that people have signet rings, and people recognize their seal, Rav Tzaya Kavra, Tzuris Hadak, Hoy Oisa B'shtoris B'mokim Chasimasoi, V'kva Yidua Lo Ilam Shezeh Chasimasoi, U'mayil Kachzim Shmoi, V'amfarish Tam Amai Tzaya Kavra, V'charusa Ein El Otoya. And those that want to give a reason why Rav would use a fish and Rav Chanina a palm tree branch, all making a mistake, and this was just a picture that they would use, and there wasn't major symbolism behind it. V'shem al shem aseim zeh nog lechol dogim v'zeh nog b'tmarim v'simonu ba'alma hayo isim. Finally, the Gemara answers l'chosel inish l'shavi l'shmei davu asimin, that even just as a simin ba'alma, a person wouldn't use their father's name, as that is considered a chutzpah. The Maisa, it's very interesting that although all these cases are a little bit dachok, the Gemara tries to find various ways that this shtar would would still be kosher. It's possible that someone would still defraud someone using the shtar and cutting off a piece of the shtar. And Rabbi Chanan explains that since we have a klal that Eid al Chasum al Shtar Nasa Kamisha Lekorizusum Bebezdin, therefore we try to assume that every shtar is actually valid and actually kosher. Gemara now continues, Mazutra Omar, Lom Lachakule Hai. Mazutra is bothered that both of these terutim seem to be a deichik, as according to both terutim, we had to explain that in every get makusha, when Reuven signs his name at the bottom of the shtar, we have to be certain that Reuven would write his name as Reuven Ben on one line, and then he would write Yaakov Eid on the second line. And according to the first teretz, he explained that every get makusha, the Eid signed his name, and he doesn't write the word Eid. L'chayr it's a bit dachuk. Therefore, Mazutra will explain. There were Rabbi Yirmiyahu Ba'aba explained. Achu eksav uchenega eksav mebuchot. It doesn't mean like either way that we explained the Rashbam, and it doesn't mean that all three Eidim signed their name in a row, and it also doesn't mean that all the Eidim signed their names one on top of the other. Reuven started signing his name on line 10, and Shimon and Levi started signing their name on line 9. Instead, Mazutra explained that Kol Mekusha She'in Eidim Kolim B'Shita Achas Pasol. And in reality, according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu Ba'aba, the way that the Eidim signed on a Get Mekusha, that they stacked their signatures, they all signed on the back of the text and on side B of the shtar, and it was perpendicular to the text. When they signed their names, they all started writing their names and signing their names at the exact same point. They all began their signatures at the point that the text ended on the reverse side of the shtar. In our example, they all started at line 10. Reuven signed his name beginning at the end of line 10, and he signed Reuven ben Yaakov Eid. Then Shimon signed directly beneath Reuven's signature, and he also started at line 10, and he wrote Shimon ben Yitzchak Eid. And then Levi signed his name directly beneath Shimon, and he wrote Levi ben Avram Eid. In this case, even if the Malva would go and cut off the last line of the shtar and would cut off line number 10, but Lamaisa he would be cutting off the word Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, even though the shtar would now state Ben Yaakov Eid and then say Ben Yitzchak Eid and Ben Avram Eid, but Lamaisa it's not Mistavra that all three Eidim didn't put in their first name, and therefore we would realize that it must be Mezuyif, and it must be that the Malva was trying to defraud the Leva and he cut off part of the shtar. As Rashbam points out, that the Edom all have to start the signatures at the same point, and they also have to make sure that they end at the exact same point. And it doesn't make a difference if the Edom actually started signing their signatures from the bottom of the shtar towards the top of the shtar. Similarly, if they start signing their name at the top of the shtar and they continue going perpendicular to the text, and they all end their signatures at the exact point after the last line of the shtar. So in all cases, any yochel loy lahisa b'sefer shtar shvei in kusim masim keneged ahutaisis v'loy lemegaz ulakatzer reis to the sefer shtar the gaiz chabin eidim gaiz kulu. As if you will cut off any part of any of the eidim's name, you will end up also cutting off the beginning of all of their names, and that will look funny, and therefore will realize that it must be mezuyif and it must be fraudulent. Ayin Rashbam who points out that even though the Gemara just had a major shakel of taya as to the way that Rabbi Yirmiyahu Ba'aba explained our Mishnah, whether he brings a raya that the Mishnah is mashma like the pshat of Rav Huna and the Edom sign big kesher l'kesher, we will read the words of the Rashbam inside, and the Rashbam states kasub pirush Rabbeinu Chananel the afagav the parak Rabbi Yirmiyahu komad the actual la masisik Rav Huna deka the tani Rav Chanina ben Gamliel oimem mekushes kasub Edom and teichel kasher shiachol aseh shepashud valibid Rabbi Yirmiyahu da'am mekushes Edom l'matul l'mayil l'chayspin lo yitachin liyasin on mekushes pashud. And l'chayra if the Edom were actually written perpendicular, and how could Rav Chanina ben Gamliel state in our Mishnah that the Mekusha Shekosav Edom Teichai is Kasha Sheyachal Asayi Pashat? L'maisa, the signatures of the Edom would be facing the wrong way, and they wouldn't be parallel with the Ksav, and instead they would be perpendicular with the Ksav, and certainly that should be puzzle. However, I in the end of Taisis on Daf Kuf Samach Alf Hamid Aleph Diba Maschal V'Nechash Dum Misram Reisa B'Shit Achrein V'Gayiz La, where Taisis asks another question, and based on that question, Taisis explains that in Chinami, in the case of Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, we're actually talking about a scenario where the Get Mekusha was written in a way that it would actually be kosher if it was opened up and you change it from a Get Mekusha to being a Get Pashut. Therefore, L'chayra, the Rashbam's question is not shver, as in Chinami, it was made as a Get Mekusha and it was folded and it was tied like a Get Mekusha. However, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel is discussing a case where the Edom signed on this document in a normal way that would be kosher if it was a Get Pashut, and then when you open up the shtar, so the Edom was signed in a proper manner, and therefore the get would still be kosher, and therefore the Rashbam's question would not be shver on Rabbi Yirmiyahu Ba'aba. Finally, before we end, let us go back to Taisis and Daf Kuf Samach Alfel Manalev, Tiba Maschum, Mematal Malu Chasimi, and Taisis is the Lachuria, Bain Rapuna, Bain Rabiemia, Masnissin, the Tony Machurub, and Farishla, Shechasum, and Bain Keshel Kesha, and according to Rapuna, we explain that they signed between each Kesha, Ulu Idach, and according to Rabiemia, we explain, Mematal Malu, and Maita Kinuachi, Lemaisa, why did Rabbanon make this Takana, and why did Rabbanon change the way that the Eden would sign in the Shtar, and Taisis continues, Elohoyle and Lesakin, Shiu Chasum, Kul and Tachashita Achrenim Mifnim, and the Rabbanon wouldn't have made this Takana, and the Eden would have signed normally inside the Shtar, and the late Star Kamaikin, Rav Huna, Lichtav Shar Vakayim, then even Rav Huna would agree that it would not be necessary to write the words Hakar Shar Vakayim, Vishleimid, the Chomash Yuchlishnaisim, Pashachayim Mishanim, that in Chanami there was no major reason to do this. However, Rabbanon wanted to make sure that it would change that it was done in a Get Mekusha to make it more difficult to understand how to write a Get Mekusha, and since this Takana was made in order to prevent a Kohen from divorcing his wife, this would be a further prevention and would make sure that it would take the Kohen much longer to write a Get, as he would have to find a Baki and a professional that knew how to write a Get Mekusha properly, and therefore they made all types of Chulukim in a Get Mekusha to make it more difficult to write. And Taisis and Diva Maskel, the guys lately Shita Chorin, points out, then came Rabbi Yemiya, lo yehav v'kasar b'yishar v'kayim, that according to Rabbi Yemiya, they would not write in the Get Mekusha the word shar v'kayim, as the yehav v'kasar b'yachi, havigayiz lay, as if they would have to write hakol shar v'kayim, then by cutting off the last line, you would cut off the word shar v'kayim, therefore it would be clear that there was some sort of fraud, and as Taisa states, haloy lo yiru shar v'kayim v'fsulu, l'Rav Huna havikasar b'y k'dem mishani l'el, however according to Rav Huna, they would write the words hakol shar v'kayim, al pashat bein lamar, lo yikasar b'pshutim shalahem shar v'kayim. However, both the coin to Rav Huna and the coin to Rabbi Yemiya Ba'abo in a standard get pashut, minig was not to write Hakol Shar V'Kayim, even though nowadays it is the minig to write the words Hakol Shar V'Kayim, and we will stop over here.